Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 29, 1919, America, New York, cost of living. Will parents spend less on kids' toys? Families will cut spending on many things before toys, but soaring bills may put this to the test. January 29, 1900, America, New York, gold price snaps January opening range amid detailed Fed exit strategy. Fresh data prints coming out of the U.S. may keep the price of gold under pressure as the NFP report is anticipated to show a further improvement in the labor market. January 29, 1757, America, New York, Henderson and Hooper on choice versus coercion. As promised last month, I'm posting Charlie Hooper's and my latest op, ed in the Wall Street Journal. This is number 61 for my lifetime WSJ op, EDS and book reviews. January 29, 1718, America, New York, National Insurance, Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak confirm rise from April. An employee on £20,000 a year will pay an extra £89 in tax, while someone on £50,000 will pay £464. January 29, 1600, America, New York, Fed could use half-point rate rises if needed, says official. Rafael Bostic insists all options on the table at central bank's remaining 7 meetings this year. January 29, 1456, America, New York, as storms intensify, the job of TV weather person gets more serious. Once considered comic relief to anchors, television meteorologists are making it clear to viewers that they are covering a crisis in real time. Ginger Z, ABC News's chief meteorologist, in the Good Morning America studio in October. January 29, 1359, America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Something about Youngkin, charters, and education reform. I don't understand it all, but it seems something is going on here and it does not seem the Democrats are resisting. January 29, 1327, America, New York, as storms intensify, the job of TV weather person gets more serious. Once considered comic relief to anchors, television meteorologists are making it clear to viewers that they are covering a crisis in real time. Ginger Z, ABC News's chief meteorologist, in the Good Morning America studio in October. January 29, 1327, America, New York, the old inflation playbook still applies. The featuring recently ran an article by Philip Hildebrand entitled, "The Old Inflation Playbook No Longer Applies," which warned against the Fed adopting an excessively hawkish policy. January 29, 1316, America, New York, when Omicron isn't so mild. For those with underlying medical conditions, the latest pandemic wave has still posed a threat. January 29, 11 o'clock, America, New York, U.S. dollar outlook. Hawkish Fed has markets eyeing NFPs, RBA, ECB and BoE. The U.S. dollar may remain on the offensive next week. The RBA, ECB and BoE may offer hawkish tilts, risking further market volatility. Then, all eyes are on non-farm payrolls. January 29, 10 o'clock, America, New York, why 30 years of defense consolidation may be at an end. Antitrust regulators' attempts to stop Lockheed Martin's acquisition of Aerojet Rocketdyne spells the end of the defense merger party. January 29, 9 o'clock, America, New York, what CEOs are saying about inflation. Leaders from Apple, McDonald's, Southwest and other companies share what they are seeing and doing about rising prices. January 29, 9 o'clock, America, New York, deadly mining disaster still tests Vale 3 years later. The mining company is considering its metals future as costs from the Brumadinho disaster continue to rise, along with tensions with locals, regulators and investors. January 29, 839, America, New York, graduates in England facing tax rise by stealth, says IFS. The warning from the IFS comes as the threshold for repaying student loans is frozen this year. January 29, 8 o'clock, America, New York, how cookie banners backfired. An extensive digital privacy law aimed to give internet users more control over their data. Instead, experts say, it's created almost a useless exercise. January 29, 725, America, New York, update on the Sri Lanka organic farming disaster. In Organic Disaster I wrote, Sri Lanka's president abruptly banned chemical fertilizers earlier this year in a bid to become 100% organic. The ban has resulted in reduced production and soaring prices that, together with declining tourism and the pandemic, have created an economic crisis. January 29, 5:30 America, New York, Wall Street's green push exposes new conflicts of interest. Auditors, bond raters and others aim to profit by both judging and advising companies on their environmental, social and governance scores, creating potential new conflicts of interest for industries that struggled to manage them in the past. January 29, 5:30 America, New York, U.S., EU sanctions on Russia could ensnarl Western oil companies. Washington and Brussels aren't targeting oil or gas exports, but broader restrictions could still hit firms with big business in Russia. January 29, 5:10 America, New York, wary parents are target of new appeals to vaccinate children 5 to 11. Getting more young school-age children vaccinated is crucial for ending the pandemic, public health officials say, and many are focusing on that group. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, buy GameStop, fight injustice. Just don't sell. 1 year in the trenches of the meme stock revolution, Mr. Gonzalez has been investing since he was in high school. Meme stocks account for more than a third of his portfolio. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, Britannia, with fewer rules. What England's push to get back to business as usual says about the national character. Shoppers packed Oxford Street last month in London, as the Omicron variant was sweeping the country. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, Joe Biden and Peter Doocy as the rivalry everyone can love. A notably unscripted exchange between President Biden and a Fox News correspondent went viral, and turned into what these days counts as a heartwarming civic moment. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, Joe Biden and Peter Doocy as the rivalry everyone can love. A notably unscripted exchange between President Biden and a Fox News correspondent went viral, and turned into what these days counts as a heartwarming civic moment. January 29, 4:22 America, New York, Turkish President Sacks statistics chief as inflation tension escalates. Seyit Erdal Dinker lasts just 10 months in the role amid reports of friction over rate-setting policy.